Parakimol Mishnah Hey continues related to the issues of heating food and water on Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamecham shepineu lo yitin l'socho tzonu b'shvil sheyichamu. If you have a hot water urn that you emptied out the hot water from it, you can't put cold water in it so that it should heat up, because that's going to be bishul on Shabbos. Aval lo tzonu l'socho o l'socha kos kedei l'hafshiran. Let's say you take a ton of cold water and put it in this empty hot urn. It's not going to cook the water because it's so much cold water. The temperature is just going to end up making it lukewarm. So then there's no problem with bishul. Or if you have a kos, which is a kli sheni, a secondary vessel, so you pour it from a hot cup into a secondary cup and there's hot water in there, and you put in cold water just so that it should balance out, there's no bishul in a kli sheni in the secondary cup. Ha'ilfas v'hakadeira. Let's say you have a pan or a pot, she'evirun merusachin, that you took them hot right off the flame. That's called a kli rishon. It was a vessel that was used on the stove. So that has the status of bishul. Lo yitin l'socho tavlin. You can't put spices in that because that's bishul. So let's say you take the chalent pot off. You can't put spices directly into that chalent pot because it's kli rishon. Avol nosin l'socho ka'ara. But you could put the chalent pot from there into a serving bowl. And then into that serving bowl, you can put most foods, although there are some exceptions to this, and there's also an exception if something is a davar gush, if it's a specific, you know, hard, solid item. But generally, if it's a liquidy item, there's no bishul, there's no cooking in the second vessel, in the second-hand serving dish. Olusocha tamchoy, to the platter. Rabbi Yehuda omer lakol unosin, he holds, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can put spices even into a kli rishon, chutz midavar sheish bo chometz v'tzir, except for something which has chometz, which is vinegar, or tzir, brine, because that makes it cook even quicker. Mishnah Vav, ein nosnen kli tachas aner lekabel bas Hashem. And now we talk about issues related to muktzah and the uses of vessels. We're not talking about food anymore. The word muktzah covers multiple aspects of halacha. That's a contemporary usage of the word muktzah, but it means multiple different things which have an iser tiltel, that you're not allowed to handle those things. So one issue here is you can't take a vessel and put it underneath a lamp so that it should lekabel bo es hashemen, that it should catch the oil which is going to drop down from that lamp, because the oil, since it was designated during the beginning of Shabbos, the onset of Shabbos, that twilight period called Ben HaShemoshes, between sunset and three stars out, it was designated to be used as fuel for a fire. So then it becomes muktzah, set aside, you're not allowed to use that. And according to this Mishnah, one opinion is that you're not, according to the opinion of this Mishnah, you're not allowed to disuse this kli, this vessel, by putting it to receive the oil, which is then going to fall into it, and then the kli is going to be taken out of use. And there are different opinions why it's a problem to take that kli out of use, but that's the Mishnah's opinion. But if you put it there during the day, then mutter, there's no problem. You don't have to worry that somebody's going to handle it, the oil that's in it. And you can't get hana from the oil which drips out, because the oil is muktzah. It's not prepared for regular Shabbos use. This Mishnah's opinion is that you could take a vessel, it's chadash, it's new, which is shaped like an Aladdin lamp, and you haven't used it for lighting yet, so therefore you can use it for putting your soup in there if you want. Avalo yashan, but not a ner, this lamp, which was old, since, even though you didn't use it for lighting this Shabbos, since in the previous Shabbos you used it, and now it's all greasy and full of oil, it becomes what we call muktzah machmas mius. So the first kind of muktzah was muktzah machmas iser, where you have a lamp filled with oil, and that oil is going to be used for a fire. That's muktzah machmas iser. Here, the lamp itself becomes muktzah because it's going to be gross. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kol aneris metaltin chutz min aner hadolik b'Shabbos." Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he has a much more limited definition of muktzah. He does have some definitions of muktzah, but not an expansive. So, for example, he does not accept the idea of muktzah machmas mias. The fact that it's a gross vessel, too bad. You might use it for something else, and you're not grossed out. Or he also doesn't hold a muktzah machmas iser. As long as the lamp is not lit, so then, if it's not lit, you can now use the oil. He says, all of those are allowed except for one which is ner adolik b'Shabbos. If it's currently lit, then it is muktzah. You could put a plate under an air to catch the sparks that are falling down so that your table doesn't catch on fire, because the sparks are nothing. They're not, they don't have any substance to them. However, there is an issue of putting water in there, because if you put the water right there when on Shabbos, so one concern is, one opinion is that you are hastening the extinguishing of these sparks that are falling off of the vessel on Shabbos. But this creates, we're going to move on to the next parak tomorrow, but this creates an awareness that the concept of muktzah means that we have certain items which are Shabbos items, and things that are not Shabbistic, so then they become out of use. So whether they're gross, we wouldn't want to use them on Shabbos, or whether they are used for something which is a non-Shabbos activity, those are things that we don't think that we're going to use them on Shabbos, and therefore they become out of bounds from a rabbinic restriction. It's an iser tiltal, a restriction against handling.